Dermot, there's no denying that Derry need to get back to winning ways tomorrow against Meath, because otherwise they're looking over their shoulders and maybe been dragged into that old relegation dogfight.
It's a strange game in a way, I suppose, but it's definitely, as you say, it's definitely a crucial game. Sitting kind of mid-table there with 5 points. In one way, if cards went for you and you got your own results right, you could still be promoted. But at the end of the day, if you don't pick up points, you're going into a final day nervously. So that's something I'm sure, you know, Damien and the guys will be keen to avoid. So yeah, big game on Sunday.
Yeah, and got off to a great start. Two big wins in the first two games against Fermanagh the opening day, and then against Cavan, who are, I suppose, one of the form teams in the division the second day away.
Yeah, that Cavan result especially. You know, Derry probably would have been fancied to beat Fermanagh first day out, and it was a very, very tough battle, to be honest with you, and a scoreline that's probably doesn't do real justice to the actual match. But the result, yeah, it was a very good result down in Breffni. So, four points out of four to start, you know, but it's been a mixed bag of results, I suppose, overall. In the league, we lost the next two to Galway and then Tyrone, and then picked up a point down in Port Leash last day out. So, it's been a mixed bag, but focus will be on Sunday now.
And it's not that you're not scoring enough, because reading Ciarán O'Cain in the Irish News this morning, your top scorers in Division 2, it's the defensive that's causing the problem. Second worst defensive record.
Yeah, certainly. I think I was also, I heard even Chrissy McKay on about that during the week as well. It's no secret. If you look at the results, there's a lot of teams, I suppose. Leagues can sometimes be deceiving in a way with respect to overall patterns. Things tend to tighten up for championships. You even look at Division 1, there's some, you know, score lines which you probably wouldn't see come the summertime. But yeah, I mean, Derry have been, the last few matches have been conceding over 20 scores, and you know, to be black and white, you're not going to win many matches if you concede over 20 scores. The guys will have known that. They've known that for a few weeks now, and that's definitely something that they'll have to work on for Sunday, and then, I suppose, looking ahead to the final game and then ultimately the championship. Defensively, if you concede a lot, it makes it a lot less likely that you're going to come out with...
Meath, of course, coming to Owenbeg tomorrow, needing points as well. They find themselves down there as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone said at the start of the year that division was going to be very competitive, and it has proved so. I mean, if you look at how Meath have performed, they've probably been unlucky in several games. They were well ahead of both Galway and Cavan at different stages in those games, and they just didn't get, you know, maximum points from them. But I mean, Meath are a serious team and can score heavily too, and will no doubt present a serious challenge to us on Sunday, and it's one that we would need to be prepared for.
And the team name for tomorrow, a couple of changes?
Well, it's actually... There was a couple of changes made before the Leash game, just prior to throw-in, so the team's actually unchanged from that which started against Leash the last day out.